This is Music in Motion,
a podcast looking at how music moves us through our lives,
forward, backward, and everywhere in between.
Produced by the crew at Q11 and KRXPFM in Colorado Springs.
Subscribe to the series to follow along as we journey through the music of our lives.
Yes, Sid Black here, Music in Motion podcast. Welcome to it. Music in Motion is a podcast that we discuss music that moves you forward, backward, and everywhere in between. And well, none more haunting than this time of the year. We have ourselves a, can we call you haunting expert, Vince?
I think so. I'll take that.
Have you gotten worse titles in your life, I guess?
I definitely have. Yeah, so I'll take that one. I'll take that title.
Vince Stites, you run Hell Scream Haunted House. That was the first one you kind of got off the ground, right?
Correct.
Don't we have an LLC on the back of this now?
Yeah. It's Hell Scream LLC. That's the parent company of now Hell Scream Haunted House, Haunted Minds, Haunted Attraction, and now Scorched Earth Haunted Farm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've watched this rise as what now you have three separate haunts.
Right.
Where do you kind of start with that? Where did you start with that as a horror fan? And was there, I'm assuming, just knowing you from years, you're a music guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're a radio guy. I know you work in the radio profession. You have in time. So you're a music person. No one gets into radio without that tie into music, right? Because if they do, they don't last long.
Yeah.
You always
got
to have that special kind of relationship with music.
Yep.
Does that have any kind of influence for you? The horror genre and scary movies and... Yep. I mean, music is such an important part of horror films, right?
It is.
Was there any kind of like bands that gravitated you towards that side?
You know, it's funny. Early on, I grew up in a very, not really sheltered, but a Christian background.
Okay.
And so my parents didn't hold anything back as far as letting me go trick-or-treating and my love for Halloween, love for haunted houses and all that stuff. So I wasn't really fully immersed in any particular bands or any genre prior to haunting or building haunted houses. My love for haunts and Halloween and horror movies, I was a pretty big horror movie fanatic.
Right.
Started about 8 to 10 years old.
Okay.
And that's kind of, honest to goodness, you know, about 10 years old, I knew I wanted to do haunted houses, you know, when I was older. So it wasn't really until I actually got in fully immersed, eyeball deep in building haunted houses in the industry and all that stuff to where I started really realizing that music plays such
a huge,
part, just massive part of scene setting, theming, everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I did realize how important it was. But, you know, as a kid, you know, growing up pretty evangelical.
Pretty wholesome.
Very wholesome. Like, I couldn't sneak that stuff into the house.
So, okay.
But, you know, I like the, you know, the traditional bands of the day, you know, Ozzy Osbourne and early days of Megadeth and Metallica. I had friends that listened to that. I had a lot of friends that were total metalheads, Rat, Poison, all that. And Iron Maiden was huge for a lot of friends. So, you know, for me, it was kind of by proxy or secondhand influential, because I always remember the, you know, Eddie the Skeleton from Iron Maiden. That was like, I was enamored with that, all the artwork and stuff. But yeah, it wasn't until I started really building in 2008 where it became a big part of my life.
Wow. And so, you know, you stop when you say horror movies. The first thing you think of, Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's not necessarily music per se, but it's a catchy tune that, I mean, you instantly identify with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And just, I mean, the scores of these horror films that if you were to watch a horror flick without sound, without music, without the scores, it'd be a completely different experience.
Oh, yeah. It would lose its allure, I think, to a certain degree. But yeah, the sound effects of Friday the 13th, you know, Halloween theme song, movie franchise. I even look at a little more modern. It's been out for a few years, but look at Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite all-time horror movies. And they've got that old school Jeepers.
Classic.
Creepers, you know, where Jeepers Creepers. And so music is, it's taken away and it's, I don't know.
If it doesn't really feel the same, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. I bet you, I mean, maybe there has been, and maybe I'm just kind of speaking out here, but I wonder if there is any horror films that are completely silent.
Oh, man.
And wouldn't you have to just go the extra mile to really show what you got?
Oh,
I mean, it'd have to be just the next level, right? To do a horror movie that's just completely quiet. There are silent music, the no turning the corner, the no creaking of the door, stuff like that.
Yep. Oh, it would be so hard to pull off. So
you'd really have to.
We've got horror movie soundtracks that will play, you know, as background music or even line entertainment will play the classics, you know, everything from all the thematic sounds and all this, you know, the symphony orchestra of the creepy stuff of all the famous horror movies playing in line. And half the time, I don't even realize that, you know, some of those songs you've never heard, but you've listened to them when you watch the movie.
Yeah.
And that's what truly, once you hear it, like, oh, that's cool.
Vince Stites here. He is our, we're We're calling you our horror expert, our haunt expert here today. I don't know if that comes with a doctorate or anything, but
yeah, I wish.
Hellscream Haunted House here in town. Now, when you were building sets and stuff like that, because you built, I mean, you were just last time I talked to you, Hellscream, you guys completely rebuild. I mean, you take these buildings that are just bare bones and you make them into a haunt more often than not, right?
Yeah, correct.
Do you walk into like a set, or when you're creating a set, do you hear what the music, what the sound, what something that might be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We get in there and just get, you know, immerse ourselves in the story. Just dive in head first. And if it were a horror movie, we always look at it. If this were a horror movie,
sure,
what would it sound like? You know, and so one of my business partners has, even this year, more so than years past, has everything is so spot on, scene specific, music, sounds, all that stuff. And I'll walk through there like stuff I've never heard before.
Sure.
You know, and it's just creepy crescendo music, you know, just builds and then, you know, ebb and flow. And then you'll hear whispers and you'll hear and it's just so specific to each scene. And that's what makes it. I mean, because we want to play on all senses, you know, sight, sound, smell.
Yeah.
Touch. This year they can't touch anything.
Sure.
But, you know, even just the sensation of losing your balance, you know, on a weird floor, stuff like that. So we try to encompass every aspect.
It's sensory overload.
Big time. Yeah.
You're abusing the clientele.
Oh, we try. In a nice way.
Are there any scenes that kind of come to mind that you guys have done that you thought the music really kind of just titled in?
Yeah.
And like you said, it's not necessarily just music. I guess when we talk about what we're kind of getting into here in Halloween music and Halloween theme, it's not necessarily just music. It's the sound effects. It's the creaking of the door. It's the footsteps coming behind you. Yep. I mean, the rattling of chains.
Yep.
Out of any other context, it's just rattling of chains. You put that in a darker, lit-up, scary setting, and that's a terrifying noise.
Oh, it is. It is, yeah. We always try to sneak in as much music as we can.
And sure.
One of the cool things I've done through the years is we'll try to have at least one area or one room that is just this driving, pounding, angry, heavy metal music. actually, 2 years ago, we had a whole clown scene. It was the sewer clowns.
Yeah.
It was in the basement of Hellscream, and it was all 3D black light, and it was just the most obnoxiously loud heavy metal music, and the actors just like thrashed
it. Loved it
for like 5 hours.
Sure.
They ended up having to wear earplugs because we would intentionally just, because people would come in and they're just like, it's again sensory overload. They walk in there with it, just this pounding, just aggressive music.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden they're on guard. They start kind of lifting their shoulders and covering their neck, you know, the defensive postures. And out comes the clowns, man.
Oh, man.
Flying from, you know, from down low, overhead, all that kind of stuff. So, it plays a huge factor.
It's genuinely probably you have the greatest job ever.
Thank you.
I mean, you know what I mean? Just to be able to kind of get into something like that. I mean, it really is. Halloween is definitely, it's a holiday for kids.
Yeah.
But I think the best part about it, and I'd say maybe the last 20 years, is adults have kind of really grabbed onto it. And maybe longer than 20 years, but it really does have an adult kind of feel to it nowadays in terms of the level of horror and haunted houses and things like that that we've been able to enjoy as adults.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and all these Halloween stores have figured that out, too.
Sure.
You know, it's barely second to Christmas as far as the largest grossing
Absolutely.
Of the year.
Crazy.
Know, just insane money being spent on Halloween. Yeah, and as an adult, I mean, you never truly grow out of Halloween.
No,
you know,
right.
As a kid. And I remember, I mean, it's story after story as a kid of what inspired me, you know, going trick-or-treating, and there would be that one neighbor that would go above and beyond.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You couldn't do this nowadays, but I remember this, you know, two blocks down the street, hundreds of kids would line the streets and sneak around the cars to watch this one neighbor dressed as a scarecrow with a skeleton face and a chainsaw. And he would chase kids up and down the street. And I mean, we spent hours watching this guy, and I was just so enamored.
Right.
You know, and so look at those inspirations. Now we're chasing people
down the street with chainsaws down the street.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Is there any bands you would love to play the haunted house?
Oh,
anything?
Man.
I mean, obviously, if you just had you had to put together a two-show set at Hellscream Haunted House, and it was unlimited. Whoever you asked would show up. What do you think? What would you think would fit perfectly?
You're going to laugh. You are absolutely going to laugh at this, but I mean, it's the quintessential Halloween band. Guar.
Guar. Wouldn't Guar be great?
We tried so hard to get Guar at the haunt. We really did.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. You know, I was thinking, oh, yeah, any costumed,
sure,
you know, heavy metal group,
yeah,
you know, I love Slipknot.
Uh-huh.
And even I was thinking about Rammstein.
Yeah.
You know, they have the stage show that's just insane.
Better get insurance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I thought, you know what, though? Guar
would be great.
I
saw them on Halloween. Oh, man, that had to have been 2014, 2015, maybe. They played up at the Summit up in Denver.
Okay.
On Halloween night. So it was actually Halloween night. It wasn't like, you know, hey, man. Halloween's this weekend or Halloween's on a Tuesday, but we got a Halloween show on Friday. Like, this was Halloween night, Devil Driver and Gwar. And, I mean, yeah, talk about just, I mean, you're going to probably the best Halloween party you could think of, right?
That's a bucket.
And it was downtown Denver. So downtown Denver was full tilt Halloween. Yeah. Like, it was insane.
That's right up there with staying the night at the Stanley on Halloween night.
Right?
Stanley Hotel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Stephen King. Dude, that is incredible. I'm jealous, I gotta say.
Yeah, no, it was great. And I've been, you know, I've seen Gwar a lot of times growing up. I was a Gwar fan. So to see him on Halloween night was just kind of like a almost like a bucket list thing. And now that they did anything different, because they don't have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to. Like, this is what we do. Every night's Halloween, exactly. You know, when it comes to Gwar.
And I was thinking, well, maybe Kiss, you know, back in the day, Kiss dressed up. But, I mean, no, Gwar is just, they're just so raw.
So full tilt. And,
full tilt.
I mean, it's they are, in fact, aliens that are stuck here on Earth, and they live off of crack cocaine.
There you go. The embodiment of Halloween.
Yeah, there's no men in those masks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. One thing I was going to tell you, too, that as far as, like, scene inspiration, music inspiration, and I've been hooked on this band for probably the last 3 years. And as far as I've told everybody, if you want to build the perfect haunted house, not kidding, the perfect cutting edge, in your face, amazing, visually stunning haunted house, if you ever want to build it, you need to mimic what Mushroom Head does in their videos.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, I have watched all their videos, and I look at the sets. I look at the costuming.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the makeup.
Yeah.
And I've showed a bunch of our actors. They're like, well, would you have any recommendations for costuming or looks?
Yeah.
Watch Mushroom.
They nail it, huh?
Oh, it's
amazing.
It's insane. And I watched the other day, and it's just, and even just watching, it's just such an unearthly, creepy vibe watching them.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, my life goal is to make our entire haunted houses look like the set of a Mushroom Head video. It is unreal. And I hope everybody goes and watches the Mushroom Head stuff.
Especially lately, too. They always kind of had that, but since they added, I think the front woman's name is Jackie, I want to say.
Yeah.
But
she's
kind of taken that to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's got this whole possessed, you know, black eye contact, like, just freaky-looking setup going.
Yeah, the last I saw of her, she had, like, black goo coming out of her mouth,
too. Exactly. And, like, it's terrifying.
It is.
It's almost like Evil Dead. And it kind of reminds me, I think, maybe they probably did. I mean, they spurned the idea just off of Evil Dead. It's terrifying.
Very much so. And that's kind of the Evil Dead modern version. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. But I don't know. I think, you know, back to the original question, I don't know if we could have Mushroom Head. It might be a little...
Maybe. You never know.
Controversial, but... I'm gonna stick with Gwar on the first
in a perfect world where no bands are touring right now, why not?
Oh, yeah. We'll take them all. So, yeah, good stuff.
Vince Stites here, Hellscream Haunted House. He is our haunt expert for this go-around of music in motion. All right, so we learned, I mean, it's all about sensory. You try to get them through. It is the feeling of the floors. It is the sounds that you take in, whether it be music or sound effect, lighting, costume. It's all part of it.
Yeah.
And one without the other, you don't think really...
Right.
You don't have what you can.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it'd be, you know, we always tell the actors, you know, a haunted house without actors is just simply a spooky museum.
Sure.
And they bring it to life. Well, even beyond that, sound, lights, all that stuff.
So all got to come together.
You've got to have all the elements to it, too. So, and, you know, I was thinking earlier today, I got to put a plug in and a shout out for Kilo.
Yeah.
Because as far as inspiration, going to the haunted house during the day, I'm on Kilo. I don't change the radio station.
Right, I know. We're like the soundtrack to a spooky place.
Yeah, you guys are the soundtrack. Hellscream, Haunted House, Gwar. However, my wife told me, she goes, you need to mention that she can always tell what kind of night I've had at the haunted house.
Right.
She said, because if I've had a stressful night, it's not on Kilo anymore. Yeah. It's on classical music.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just unwind. Right.
Oh, and it's like, I mean, like, legit, we had, you know, say bad customers, combative customers, or bad actors that, you know, or whatever happened. She's like, I can always tell because it's on classical music. So as far as, like, how big of a role does music play in my life?
Yeah.
Back when I started the haunted house up to today, a huge role. It's a mood setter.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we've got actors that just, you know, they'll put on their headphones
just,
you know,
to get into it
30 minutes before we open, and they just start getting in, you know, getting into character. And they get, I mean, it's, some of them are pretty scary, you know?
Yeah. And they're scary and they're listening to classical.
Yeah.
It's like the complete opposite of what you would expect.
Yeah, exactly. I have a feeling they're listening to something a lot darker than classical.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's, man, without music, I mean, even the actors, we play music before the haunt opens up to get the actors pumped up. When we have our opening meeting, I'll play, you know, my go-to song for the opening meeting. When we talk to the actors, we talk to them about safety, you know, give the best show you can. And as they exit out of our meeting space into the haunted house, I kick off the night with Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People.
Nice.
And I always tell them that they're beautiful monsters.
Sure.
You know? And they, you got to see.
That's
guys
a fight going. Song as is. It you know is, what I mean? Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man. And so that's kind of our. If we had a theme song, you know, at Haunted Minds for sure. That'd be it. Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
So. Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much, Vince.
Thank you.
Now you have the task of making the first ever scary silent haunted house. So good luck with that.
All right. I will give me some time to think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull it off.
Vince Stites, Hell Scream Haunted House on Music in Motion. Let us know what you think. Find us and let us know what during this Halloween season, what music kind of gets you through or gets you ready for Halloween and your Halloween festivities.
Thanks for listening to Music in Motion.
In this series, we'll cover how music moves us, influences us, changes us, past, present, and future. And we hope you take this ride with us.